Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300. Now it's time to pick Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. We pick them from the blogs that have the Issues Etc. widget. That widget's found at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Support, and down at the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget, how to put it on your blog. When you have it on your blog and you'd like us to read it, send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog and maybe pick it for Blog of the Week.
My pick this week, The Sober Peasant. It's a blog post titled Virgins Again. In the reading from Jeremiah for today, we read this verse, 31, verse 4a. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O virgin Israel. What makes that verse astonishing is that Jeremiah has just spent 30 chapters telling Israel how she is not a virgin, but has prostituted herself with foreign gods and committed spiritual adultery time and time again. Things have gotten so bad, in fact, that he compares Israel to a she-camel in heat, looking for any foreign gods who will service her. Put that picture in your mind. And yet the Lord here calls her a virgin again. She will be redeemed from her sin and restored to her purity by the only one who could do so, by the Lord himself. Through the one who will come and take her sin upon himself, she will again be a virgin through the forgiveness of her sins. Think about that. Think about the power and fullness of our Lord's forgiveness. And so it is for you and I. Whatever you have done that you are ashamed of, whatever sins you have defiled you, and whatever false gods you have bowed down to, loved, and served, the death and resurrection of your Savior Jesus Christ has redeemed and restored you in the forgiveness of your sins. You are no longer impure, but a holy, clean virgin again. Thanks be to God. My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, The Sober Peasant.
And my pick comes from a blog called Meditations of My Heart, and the blog post is called The Issue Is Not the Technology. And it's talking about big screens in churches, and I think it's a conversation worth having because sometimes we do give the impression that we're just against the screens, and we have no real reason for it except that the screens are used by congregations that tend to be fluffy and happy and clappy and have deficient theology, and that congregations that should be otherwise faithful often use the screen for exactly the same kind of market-driven, fad-driven purposes. But we need to talk about the technology. This blog post reads in part, "The issue is not the technology. This is my point. You must understand that lights are technology, as are speakers and microphones, and yet no one advertises their lack of them. And if you want the most modern, forward-thinking technology in the church today, it's not the screen up front, but the organ in back. Please, brothers, most of whom I consider friends and good theologians, let us not give the impression that we are about bemoaning screens in the church, as if that is the main issue of our concern. Let us ask instead, what is on your screen? How does your screen add or take away from the sacred space in which we gather to receive the gifts of God? Is it an aid or distraction to the gospel? Those are the issues, not the technology, not the screens." And I agree wholeheartedly with one caveat, and that is that we recognize that all the technology, the lights, the microphones, the organ, all the technology that the church employs does not come without baggage. Sometimes that baggage is good, sometimes that baggage is bad. In the case of the screen, we're talking about a medium, and the medium is never, ever neutral, be it a screen, a computer screen, a big screen, a little screen, a radio microphone, and all the technology that goes into that, the printed page. The medium does in some way affect the message. It either allows the free flow of that message. It never aids the gospel. No medium ever aids the gospel's power. It simply allows the free flow in a more efficient way to people. It simply gets the message out. It doesn't bolster the power of the message. It simply gets the message out. Now, the question is, when it comes to the technology of the big screens, what does that medium bring to the table? What's its baggage? That's something I think we need to talk about. That's my blog pick for the week. It's called Meditations of My Heart, the blog post, The Issue is Not the Technology. We have a link to Jeff's pick and to my pick at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. In the second hour of the program, we're going to spend some time first with Dr. Larry Rast, remembering along with the rest of the church, someone you may not remember, Elizabeth of Hungary, a 13th century princess and philanthropist. After our short conversation with Dr. Rast, we'll spend some time with Scott Klusendorf, his reaction to a Minnesota couple using an online vote to determine whether or not to abort their baby. It is a harrowing story, probably a publicity stunt, but it raises serious questions about the value of life in our society. We'll talk about that with Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute. Then, as we usually do on Fridays, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in the second hour of the program. You can vote 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Dr. Larry Rast on St. Elizabeth when we come back.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address: Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.